be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you should also love one another. This is how they will know you are my disciples, if you have loved one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
There's been several recent studies that show and demonstrate why young and young adult people are either filtering away or have left our faith community. The studies indicate that the focus of a reason why people, especially young people, leave our community is because we don't practice this gospel. They look at adults, people of my age, another generation, and say, Jesus said to love one another. That's the bottom line. That's the command that Jesus gives us. And they see that we don't practice that. They see that whether it's the church struggle with sexual abuse, how priests and teachers and bishops treated people. They look at politics and they see how we treat immigrants or gay or lesbian people, how we treat small children or old people. And they say to society, to us as church, if we don't practice this, why should we participate in your church? You might know someone that has had that journey in their life. They might have been part of your class here at school, at Holy Family. They maybe were confirmed with you. And you talk to them and they say, you know, this church doesn't practice what the scripture is about, to love one another. Jesus' words are simple and direct and challenging to us. So I'd invite you to take a moment. Think about last Sunday and what has happened since then. Can you, and you're not going to have to share this with anybody, can you think of at least one time when you loved one another? Think about your last week. Was there a person on the freeway that you might not have wanted to love, but you loved them? Or someone in school or at home that a part of you said something else and your belief in Jesus said, love one another. Can you think of a time when you fell short of that this week? There was the opportunity on the phone, on the internet, with the neighbor, someone at school, and you could have loved, and you found yourself not loving. Jesus' command is simple and direct and focused. We can get confused interpretation of many scripture texts. We can get confused on many policies of our government or international law. But this is simple and clear and focused: to love one another. This last week we've had the challenge of abortion, the reality that some states are now saying not only the question of abortion, But the woman is now to be called and declared a murderer, and a physician could be in jail for the rest of their life. Not even our church's statements support that reality because of this command to love one another. Another reason why young adult people have either left or moving away from our church. They look at us, and some of the verbiage tells a different story than love one another. Jesus' command is so simple that we can almost forget about it. We can take it for granted. When I work with interfaith people, and especially other Christians, and they say Catholics don't even know scripture. Well, there's some truth to that. So I'll say to a Catholic, tell me a scripture. And it's like, nudge, nudge, say the Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We forget that that's scripture. We are invited to realize that in our lives, this simple gospel is about how we love one another. For couples who have somehow, something happened in the relationship and it ended, there was a divorce, and there might be a second marriage or something coming up, and young people look at what we do and how we make people jump through hoops for annulments, and they say, how does this support love one another? These are valid questions that we're not resolving tonight, but it's in those questions that the survey identifies for us clearly why some people have either left or are drifting away from our faith community. And the scripture invites us to love one another. They look at where we stand on war or weapons of war. And they say, well, you people seem to give an exception to love one another. In this case, we say thou shalt not kill, and we say a lot about abortion, but what do we say about instruments of war and budgets of war and war? We live at a moment where it seems like preparation for war is happening from within our own government in at least two or three places in the world. And yet the gospel invites us to love one another. The scripture is so simple and yet so difficult, because it's hard for each of us to love that person that we either live with, we work with, we talk with, we communicate with, and how to live this out in our church and in our society, to love one another. The second reading, I think, gives us a focus. And I hope that you might go home this week and open up the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter. It's the first verse, so you don't have much to remember. Book of Revelation 21. Because in this scripture, we are invited about a vision. And in the vision, the person on the throne says these powerful words. Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. God will dwell with them, and they will be God's people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. God will wipe away tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or wailing, or pain, for the old order has passed away. Behold, I make all things new. Jesus invites us into a relationship with God. And in that relationship with God, the test for you and I is simple and direct, to love one another. And Jesus reminds us in the prophecy of Revelation that God has made the commitment to us that God will be with us, the human race. God will be with us, the people, the ones created in the image and likeness of God. The promise is that God's promise will lead us to a time and a place where there will be no more pain or sorrow. There will be no more division and brokenness and hate. Jesus' vision, God's vision, revealed to us in this scripture, reminds us of that promise. That whenever we want to feel down, or whether people want to put people down, God's vision is that we are in God's embrace. So I just invite us to close your eyes again. Look into your next week, whether it be school or finals or work, or whether it's graduation or a new job, or the 32nd year at the same job doing the same thing, whether it's the first year of marriage or the 45th year of marriage. Look at this week ahead of you. Where can you and I practice the scripture to love one another? Who is that person in my life? Where is that conversation in my life? Where is that place online or in person that I can practice loving one another? Not only because Jesus commands it, but because our young people are asking us to all practice the scripture, to live the scripture. And Jesus says, when we live the scripture, the vision of God is remained within us, that God's dwelling is with the human race. He dwells with us and with his people, and he himself will be their God. May we struggle with this in our own lives and what's happening in the world. And may we try as best as we can, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 week at a time, to practice this simple and clear gospel message, to love one another. Amen.